And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Oh, Bill's pointing at me, so it must be my turn to say hello and happy Thursday. I'm not terribly sorry, but for the next hour, we're not going to talk about politics. I'm sorry. I did what I could, but we're not going to do that today. I'm sorry. Well, maybe another time, and we will be able to later on talk a little bit about the change in the weather. How about that? We might get a little rain and snow this weekend and early next week, so that'd be all right. Get that drought taken care of. We are the official hands-free mobile media, and I'm happy to say that last week the Department of Veterans Affairs had their big kahuna. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs came to the Prescott VA, Northern Arizona VA Hospital, for just kind of a visit and an inspection and kind of a little morale booster, perhaps. And although there was not a whole lot of media coverage of that, we did have an opportunity to sit down with Robert Wilkie. I should have asked him if he was related to President Wilkie, but I didn't do that. And he is the secretary, been there for a couple of years, and we're going to talk about things that are important to veterans, to families of veterans. And as I mentioned to him, counting my grandson, the Roberts are the five generations of military service. So we were very interested in what he had to say. So for the veterans and family of veterans, stay tuned. We're going to talk to Robert Wilkie in just a minute right here on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, streaming live, kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kind of disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Rumor has it that VertiLinks is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with VertiLinks, Bruce. VertiLinks links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So VertiLinks is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
VertiLinks may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. VertiLinks links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and VertiLinks transit information.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
And we're happy to say we have the Secretary of Veteran Affairs with us, Robert Wilkie. How are you doing, Secretary, Colonel?
Chuck, I like the Colonel title better than Secretary. I am fine. I'm glad to be out of the swamp and out here in Arizona.
Yeah, good time of year here, too.
I've been talking about a particular statistic that's relevant to Arizona, and that is, as we look toward the future in VA, when we look to see the 10 states with the largest veterans population, you know, 8 of the 10 states are in the Deep South, everywhere from Virginia down to Texas. But the two states that are in the top 10 that aren't in that region, one is California and the other is Arizona. And we've got in place a process to move resources where veterans live. It's called, the fancy title is the Asset Infrastructure Review Commission. But we will get larger.
First of all, let me
start in Arizona.
Let me ask you about the asset reallocation, because COVID-19 has thrown a curveball at all of us.
Yes.
And does the VA have a special number of beds allocated strictly for COVID-19? And do you have enough ventilators and enough staff?
Well, let me take a step back and give you the big picture. We have 9.5 million veterans who are registered with VA. We have sadly lost, as of this morning, 3,100 veterans to COVID. But we only have 320 beds occupied across the 170 hospitals by patients with COVID. So in that sense, we have not been hit as hard as has been predicted. But what our hospitals did, and we were the first health organization in the country to go to action stations, is that they created emergency space. They got with the engineers. They set up rooms, not just in the hospitals, but in the nursing homes. And that's a particularly important topic for here in Arizona. We have 134 nursing homes across VA, 7,500 patients. Of those, more than half are from World War II and Korea, which means the median age is somewhere around 90 or 91. And right now, thank goodness, we only have 4 patients in all of our nursing homes who are positive with COVID. That's because we took a very tough position at the beginning. We had to deny those veterans the sustenance of their families and their friends. We did that in order to protect them. We test all the employees as well as the nursing home residents. And because we acted early and we were able to create a secure area, a sterile area, we've managed to do well.
Let me ask you a question about the future. That is, we're all anticipating that sometime in the near future we'll have a vaccine for COVID-19.
Yes.
Will this? How do you feel about? Will this become available to the veterans in general or in specific areas?
Well, it will depend on where those areas that are hardest hit. But we certainly have asked that when that vaccine is available, it comes right to our employees and to our veterans. We owe that to both groups. And so when that comes, we'll be on that receiving, on the receiving end of that. We're very involved in the trials right now, both on the research and also on the testing level. So we're very active in that, in that field.
Yeah, so the logistics are in place.
Yes, and one of the things I want to do, Chuck, is just to go off on a sidebar here and say, if the veterans who are listening to you, we want you to get your flu shot. Come get it. I don't want to see the convergence of COVID and flu amongst our veterans. There's no time like this. This is something that we want all of our veterans to do. Come tell us, come see us, and we'll get that flu shot for you.
And I can say, I'm happy to say I'm one of those. Took care of that.
Good.
Right away. Since you're touring our VA hospital here, the Northern Arizona VA, what's your impression?
Well, let me tell you why I'm here first. I'm here to say thank you. I'm here to say thank you to the employees for being on guard, being on duty throughout this crisis. I think VA has the best story in all of government. Arizona is really the acme of that, in the sense that our employees have not only taken care of veterans, they've taken care of their fellow citizens who are not veterans. We have nurses from this facility here in Prescott who have gone into Tuba City, gone into Navajo country to help better deliver health care, not just to veterans, but also to their fellow citizens. We've got nurses right now who are learning the Navajo language, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're in 46 states. We've opened up many of our hospitals to non-veterans. We have responded to the crisis, and it's a testament to the dedication of our employees. I'll give you an example. It took place in New York City. Our second largest cemetery is on Long Island. It's Calverton, New York. If you go to a section of the cemetery, there are hundreds of headstones. If you look at the dates of departure, they're all March, April, and May, because that place was so hard hit. Do you know, during that time, they went from 20 burials a day to 50 a day. Not one employee during this entire time has taken a day of sick leave or asked for a day of absence, a day of leave. That's playing out across VA. You see that also in our approval ratings. 4 years ago, according to CNN, we had a 37% approval rating. For healthcare, we're at 90% across the country.
And I was going to talk about that, because Veterans Trust has really risen over the last couple of years. And I know that that makes you feel good, because the last couple of years have been on your duty.
Yes, sir. Well, the good thing is I'm part of the best family in government. But I've also had tremendous support from the president. I've presented the two largest budgets in our history. He's allowed me to allow the folks in the organization to do their jobs. I'm not a doctor. I've never played one. I know soldiers, but it's not my job to tell doctors, nurses, OTs, what to do. I can give general directions. I can manage the budget. I can do things like work on the electronic health record, which comes online in the Pacific Northwest next week. So for the first time, when a young American walks into a military entrance processing station, to the time that veteran is handed off to VA, we finally have an electronic health record, everything that's happened to that veteran, and it's also interoperable with the private sector. So that means people like my father, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam and one grievously wounded encounter in Cambodia, the days of people from his generation with an 800-page paper record are going to go away. We're finally going to do that. The other thing that's important for your listeners is that we have finally closed, I think, the last of the circles left open from Vietnam, is that in that now the families who take care of Vietnam veterans at home, they are now eligible, finally, to get financial and resource support from us. If people have questions, call us. We'll work with them to get that support. The tragedy for me, as the son of a combat soldier from that era, is that it's been 45 years ago in May that Saigon fell. And here we are still trying to do right by those millions of Americans who fought in Southeast Asia.
We are going to take a pause right now and be back with our interview with Robert Wilkie, who is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. A little update also on some of the things he's talked about. If you are a Vietnam veteran and have not received your 50-year PIN, or if you have questions at all about anything that the Secretary has talked about, or any questions at all about the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration Hospital, call their number, 445-4860, area 928. And if you talk to Mary Dillinger, she'll get you hooked up with the right people. We'll be back with more of our interview with Secretary Wilkie right after these words. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org. Let's be there for us. Let's be
there for them. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
One of the things that that leads me to is the fact that the emphasis has been put on mental health. At one point, we were losing 22 service members a day to suicide. That's down now to just 17. And whenever anyone calls the VA number, first thing they say is, if you're having a mental health emergency,
yes,
call this
yes
number.
Yeah,
that's a priority one.
Yes, and it's been a priority for the administration. We have never had a conversation in this country about suicide or mental health. Just to put it in perspective, because it impacted the territory of Arizona back in the 1890s. The Army first started taking statistics out here in the 1890s when it came to suicide, death by suicide, among soldiers on the very remote outposts of the Army here in the Arizona territory and also in New Mexico territory and Colorado and what have you. And we've had those numbers steady ever since then. But we've never talked about it. And finally, we are looking at a national roadmap that not only includes VA, but it gives me access to the supercomputers that the Department of Energy has in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. It brings in DOD, National Institutes for Health, Food and Drug Administration, Health and Human Services, so that we have a whole of government approach to this. But just as important, and you mentioned it, VA has same-day mental health services. And one thing I want to say to those who are listening to you, if you need us, call us. I mean, the Veterans Crisis Line is there. The number is 800-273-8255. There's no voicemail. The average wait time is 8 seconds. And unlike other healthcare systems, we'll listen to families. Because you know, having served, this is a unique population. When an American joins the military, it's not a singular act. It's an act that involves all of the family. And we are there to listen. But we want people to call us.
You know, you mentioned that there's close to 20 million veterans out there.
Yes.
Right now.
Right.
And in this area, I would suspect that although it's probably 7% of the national population, I would suspect, as you mentioned earlier, that in Arizona and in the South, that percentage is probably 10-12%.
Right. In North Carolina, and I grew up at Fort Bragg, one in nine citizens of the state's a veteran. You see that number play out in Georgia, here in Arizona, Virginia, Texas, Florida. And that says a lot, because veterans move to places where people understand what kind of service they've performed and what they've been through. And that's why the population is exploding here in Arizona, because it's a military-friendly state.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about those of us, those listening who are not veterans, but
right.
Citizens that in this area or anywhere. What can they do to help our veterans close to home?
Sure. Well, the first thing I tell people is, and it's very different from when I grew up, and this has always stuck with me. I mentioned my father being grievously wounded. It took him 3 years to recover. He was a big guy. He went to Vietnam weighing 240 pounds. The next time we saw him after a year at Tripler Hospital in Honolulu, he was about 120, 125. Mm. It took him 3 years to recover, but he goes back to Fort Bragg. But the tragedy for me watching my father is that here he is, a senior officer in the 82nd Airborne Division, the most decorated combat unit in all of the military, and he couldn't wear his uniform off post. Those were the times. And the way we prevent us ever going back to those times is not to say thank you for your service, although that's nice. It's when you see a veteran, hire a veteran. These are folks who, by the time they're 23 and 24, have made more life-altering decisions than the average American will make in a lifetime. They know how to look you in the eye. They've had incredible responsibilities. So that's the thing I tell people. You hire a veteran and you are getting more than your money's worth. And that's important. Now, there's the other side of this. If people want to do something, we have a volunteer program. We put people in red jackets and they greet veterans at the hospital. They provide information. They help veterans like that. So that's one way to do things. But I think the most important thing in these times when we are looking at an epidemic the likes of which we haven't seen since 1918 is make sure that veteran is gainfully employed. And if he's not and you run a business, give him the opportunity to work for you.
Let me ask you a couple quick questions before we wrap things up.
Yes, sir.
What are the things that you remembered happiness, the happiest moments of this last 2 years of your service as a secretary of the Veterans Affairs? And two, what are your goals?
Well, I'll tell you what the happiest thing is. And I tell people, I've been privileged. I've worked for Condi Rice, Bob Gates, Jim Mattis, great Americans. This has been the best experience I've ever had. And what has made me the happiest, being part of this family, is watching people let loose to do their jobs, to fulfill their oath and their mission without any interference from far off Washington, D.C. It's incredible what happens when you let people go. And we see that this organization in the last, I'll just say it, in the last administration, it was rated 16 out of 17 in terms of best places to work. In the last 2 years, we've gone from that to six. And we're nipping on NASA's heels right now in terms of best places to work. We've just hired 40,000 Americans in the last few months, so people are coming to join us. So that, I think that's the happiest. And certainly taking care of those who have served, but watching people get the freedom to do their jobs. And you see what happens with morale when that takes place. And in terms of the future, we'll get the electronic health record online. We'll start supporting caregivers. We'll expand choice. But I'll say on that side, veterans are choosing. They're voting with their feet. We set a record last year for a number of appointments, 59.9 million appointments within VA. So they're flocking to us, that's a good thing to see.
Secretary Colonel, thank you very much for your service and for taking time to visit with us, and congratulations on leading what is obviously an onslaught of happiness for veterans, the people that work at the VA, and we're looking forward to the future.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you, and I thank you for everything you do and what you mean.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
That was kind of an inside joke. I call him Secretary or Colonel Secretary. He's a colonel in the reserves, and he said, sometimes I think it's more important to be a colonel than it is to be the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs, but he's doing a heck of a job. I'm real proud of what's going on with our VA, and it was nice of him to come to our area and visit with us and take time to be interviewed on KQ&A. And as I mentioned earlier, we're not going to talk politics for the rest of the day.
Oh, darn it!
I'm sorry, sir. Please wait outside and put on two masks. We're going to talk happiness and good things right after we take a time out for some words from our sponsors, the latest news. And DJ Phone will join us, and we're going to talk happy things right here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities right here on KQ&A.com.
That the Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Load up the RV and hit the road.
To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are scheduled to debate for the final time tonight.
Arizona-based political analyst Jim Heath doesn't anticipate President Trump will repeat his performance from the first debate.
I think that President Trump has probably been convinced to kind of tone it down. I think that there's something to be said for letting Joe speak. Let Joe be Joe.
Heath doesn't feel the debate will change any minds.
With the exception of a major gap, I don't think this debate moves the needle anywhere in any way, to be honest. I think people have made up their mind. I think that's what it comes down to.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll consider a design contract for pedestrian improvements near Coyote Springs Elementary School. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the library auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. Sunny, breezy, and warm today through Saturday, then windy, cold, and wet by Monday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to near 49 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Highs around a windy 77 tomorrow, 73 Saturday, an extremely windy 68 Sunday, blowing in a high of only 54 on your rainy Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to a mostly clear 51, warming to 86 tomorrow, 83 Saturday, a gusty 77 Sunday, blowing in your rainy high of only 61 Monday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend, that is I. And for those of you who remember old-time radio, tis not me, McGee. Fibber, McGee, and Molly. See, sure. DJ phones, though. He's an old-timer like me. Remember?
That's so right.
How you doing? Right. Hey, DJ, you went to, were the MC DJ of the Charlotte Hall.
They dedicated their, much delayed, by the way, because of the pandemic, but Charlotte Hall dedicated their new education center.
Today, this morning.
And I was very honored to be the MC for that. But it's 10,000 plus square feet. Mm. And, the irony is they had the groundbreaking for it a year and a half ago, which itself was delayed by a week because a week before the groundbreaking, we had a 26-inch snowfall. And now this one was delayed, this dedication delayed by 6 months by the pandemic. But it's just a wonderful facility. Schools, groups can rent out the multi-purpose rooms for video presentations, things like that. It's just a wonderful way to condense all of the educational materials that they have at the Charlotte Hall Museum. Plus, they have a basement that connects to some of the other places on the museum grounds so they can move things back and forth easier.
What a resource, huh?
Oh, and Fred Vail, the executive director, what a going-away gift that he has brought to the community. Because Fred's calling it quits here at the end of December. He's going to stay in the area. He'll still live here. But he is retiring from the board as of the end of the year. And this is, wow, what a way to go out.
Well, I know you were honored to be there, and it was a big event, and finally, okay. All right, now, give me something fun to watch.
Movies!
All right.
And you know what?
But a happy movie. Come on. No, please.
Well, with, you know, the movie theaters have reopened for about a month and a half now. They're not very well attended, but people are going. And the good news about that is that the Harkins Theater, the 14-screen theater here, has a pretty good list coming up starting tomorrow night.
You know, wait a minute. Do they run all 14 screens, or are they limited?
Oh, yeah, all 14 screens.
Wow. Some of the shows may only have 25, 30 people in them.
Or four or five. Mm-hmm. I've been to two movies in the theater in the last few weeks, and the biggest group at one showing was seven people, including me.
Wow.
I hope that picks up. We want to keep these theaters going.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, so what are some of the good films to watch?
Well, Halloween's coming up, of course, and that means a lot of spooky or macabre films. And at the Harkins 14 here in Prescott Valley, starting tomorrow, we have the original Addams Family from 1991 that answers the perpetual question, are Girl Scout cookies made from real Girl Scouts? Thank you, Thing. You rang. Also, there's a new movie called The Empty Man that's playing at all three area theaters, meaning the Harkins here, plus in Sedona, and the Frontier Village Picture Show. The Empty Man is basically kind of a ripoff of The Slender Man, which played here last year. It's about an urban legend about missing teens and some mysterious boogeyman who causes the teens to disappear. It also involves solitary confinement, stuff like that, a very unpleasant
movie. Come on.
But again, with the Halloween theme, the scariest movie ever made, and one of my all-time favorites, The Exorcist, returns starting tomorrow. And not only The Exorcist, but the director's cut. This is the one that I saw when it first came out on video, and it's got five or six scenes that were clipped from the original screening of it. And these scenes are, especially one scene, I'm not going to give you a clue about it because it catches you coming out of left field. Mm. And you'll end up under your seat, I'm telling you. This is just a brilliant movie. And one of those scenes that was cut out was snipped from the original because it required wiring and scaffolding to pull off the scene. Well, now they can digitally erase that. They couldn't do it back then. So this scene now is in its entirety. And on the big screen, if you've never seen The Exorcist on the big screen, this is the time to see it. Also, keeping with Halloween, the Frontier Village Picture Show has Friday the 13th, the original. And Harkins 14 has Hocus Pocus for its third week. That's the witches movie about 300-year-old witches who come back for Halloween in Salem. And that's Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy. The other movies, I forgot also.
No comment.
Yeah, same here. The less said, the better. But also with the Halloween theme, Monsters, Inc. is playing both here at the Harkins 14 and in 3D at the Frontier Village Picture Show. And again, two more movies playing with the Halloween theme, both by Tim Burton. One is Corpse Bride, the other is The Nightmare Before Christmas. So lots of opportunities to exercise your inner goblin for Halloween.
You know, some of those films, I'm thinking of The Exorcist, may be not suitable for young people.
Oh, slightly, yeah. A lot of adults it wouldn't be suitable for either. It truly is a terrifying picture, one you probably couldn't do today. There were things in that movie that the movie board would go, today. But they got away with it then. It was indeed a different time that was made back in 73.
So of the ones we've talked about, you've talked about, mm-hmm. What are some of the ones that the young people, your family could go to see? The kids it would be scary but not harmless.
Yeah, Tim Burton's Corpse Bride at the Frontier Village Picture Show.
That's a family type of fun thing?
Family type of fun movie. Also, The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a fun picture. That's showing, again, at the Harkins 14 here and Frontier Village. Also, there's a locally made movie. It's a Western set in the late 1800s. It's called Royals Revenge. It was filmed in Seligman. And that starts tomorrow night at the Harkins 14 here. It's about a family who had their family killed by this very rich, very powerful man who is now running for governor. And the family wants revenge for him killing their kin. And it's called Royals Revenge, filmed in Seligman. That starts tomorrow at the Harkins 14 here in Prescott Valley. For people, for us baby boomers who grew up with our rock and roll favorites, Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, the concert movie, is playing tonight through Sunday, and that's all, tonight through Sunday, at the Harkins here and at the Harkins in Sedona. Now, when I saw Stevie Nicks in concert back in 86, she had 9 costume changes. I hope that's not the case with the movie. Also, another good film. If you're real patient and you can keep things aligned and in order pretty well, Christopher Nolan's Tenet. It's a confounding picture, but it's visually astonishing. That was going to be the big summer blockbuster. It's not drawing the crowds they expected. Nobody is right now, let's face it. But Tenet, if you go just to enjoy it for what it is, you probably enjoy it. Just don't try and make any sense out of it.
Is it ponderous?
It's ponderous. It's very complicated. It's about espionage. It's about a man played by Kenneth Branagh who's trying to destroy the world and trying to go back in time to destroy the world then, too. I mean,
never mind.
This movie plays with time and space and forward and backward and upside down and inside out. If you ever took physics, this will destroy everything you ever learned, believe me. But visually, it's really something we're seeing. You know, and it's not just the movie theaters, but right now as we head into what is normally the biggest time of the year for movies, Netflix has a couple of knockouts. They have Rebecca. Remember the Hitchcock classic, Rebecca? The original back in 1940 starred Sir Laurence Olivier and Joan Fontaine. It not only won the Oscar for Best Picture, that was Hitchcock's only Best Picture win, by the way, it also won Best Actor for Olivier and Best Actress for Joan Fontaine. It's about a kind of a mousy young woman who marries this aristocrat and moves into his stately domain in England where his late wife is still worshipped. In fact, there are reminders of his late wife, Rebecca, everywhere. And the stiff-backed housekeeper, played then by Judith Anderson, who was also a nominee for Best Supporting Actress, she will not accept this new interloper into the great Rebecca's home. Well, the remake was made by Netflix with Armie Hammer as the Olivier character, Mr. De Winter, and Lily James, who plays Mrs. De Winter, and Kristen Scott Thomas as the stiff housekeeper, Mrs. Danvers. And the funny thing about it is, Rebecca, who you never see, she is the cherished, iconic deceased wife. You never see her, but her name is on the movie. It's called Rebecca. Whereas the poor wife coming into this doesn't even have a name.
Oh, come on.
She's Mrs. De Winter, and that's it. She does not have a name.
We've got to give her a name, DJ.
Well, anyway, that's the setup for that. So that's on Netflix. Netflix also has a really terrific look back at 1968. Man, you think things are crazy now?
Now, see, now you're going to talk politics.
No. Well, I'm going to avoid it.
Okay.
I'm going to avoid it.
All right.
If you think back to the riots in the streets in Chicago in 1968.
Why were the riots, DJ?
Oh, my goodness gracious. This is when the baby boomers came of age. This is when you had college radicals burning down ROTC buildings, rioting in the streets, mostly because of the Vietnam War. But CBS covered the Democratic Convention that year in Chicago.
I knew he'd sneak that in.
Oh, at the Chicago Amphitheater, and there were scuffles breaking out on the floor. The TV cameras watched some of these people pushing Dan Rather and Mike Wallace around. Walter Cronkite, who was anchoring it, said, "Looks like some thugs down there on the convention floor, Dan and Mike." And Grant Park was just a scene of riot after riot. Well, Aaron Sorkin, who for my money is the best screenwriter in Hollywood, he has written a terrific treatment of that. Now, he takes some literary license, so it's not a documentary, but it's called The Trial of the Chicago Seven, and it stars Sacha Baron Cohen as Abby Hoffman, Eddie Redmayne as Tom Hayden. It's got, Frank Langella as Judge Julius Hoffman, who hated all of the defendants. In fact, the actual judge had Bobby Seale bound and gagged during the trial. I mean, it was just a wild time. And it's a look back at something that happened 52 years ago and has relevance today.
It's called the Chicago 7.
It's called the Trial of the Chicago 7.
It's on Netflix. All right, Netflix. Let's take a break. I'm going to catch my breath, and we'll talk more with DJ Phone about some of the entertainment that we can enjoy between now and then.
Yep.
On KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and according to Bill Monroe on KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup. Or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Just another pretty face on the radio along with
Face made for radio.
Yes, another handsome man across the way there, DJ. We were talking a little bit about subliminal advertising. We've got to do a show on that because...
Oh, we could do an entire show on that.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. So we talked about some of the films that are playing locally, and
also there's good stuff right on our home TVs if you have any kind of cable or satellite.
Well, I have Turner Classic.
There you go.
And
I'm
east
favorites.
And west, so sometimes you'll see it's on in the east, but you can watch it later on the west. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the good ones coming up on Turner Classic?
They have a terrific series called The Essentials. It plays here at 5 o'clock on Saturday evenings. It'll be 6 o'clock after the time change. But it plays here every Saturday, and the one coming up this weekend is a Kirk Douglas movie called Ace in the Hole. Its subtitle was The Big Carnival. Billy Wilder directed it. It's about a down-on-his-luck small-town newspaper reporter played by Kirk Douglas, who is looking for that one big story to really launch his career. Well, he finds it. In the town where he's currently working, there's a mine cave in. And the man who was exploring the cave is risking his life in there. They don't know how long he has to live. But Kirk Douglas decides to turn this into a big national story. He ends up turning the mine cave in into almost a tourist attraction, milking it for all he can. And Billy Wilder directed this with enough cynicism to burn.
What's the name of this film?
It's called Ace in the Hole.
Okay.
That'll be this Saturday at 5 on TCM. And then next
Saturday. And then from that, of course, Jimmy Dean did Big John. All right, that's a joke.
That's all okay, good, yeah.
Big John.
Yes, Big Bad John.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then coming up next Saturday on TCM, again at 5 o'clock, The Essentials, they have Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. And it stars Peter Sellers in three roles. He is the British Royal Air Force General Mandrake on loan from Britain. He is also a Henry Kissinger-type nuclear scientist who is Dr. Strangelove. And he is also the president with the name Merkin Muffley. Now, that name is kind of an inside joke, and you couldn't do it today, believe me. Anyway, Sellers is terrific in this. George C. Scott as Brigadier General Buck Turgidson is hilarious with his facial reactions to what's going on. Sterling Hayden is the crazed General Jack D. Ripper, who was just he wants to bomb everybody. Now, this character played by Hayden was based on a real-life general. When George Wallace ran for president in 1968, his vice presidential running mate was General Curtis Lee May, who wanted to bomb the Vietnamese back to the Stone Age. That's who this character is based on, a real-life general, Curtis Lee May.
Before we run out of time, I have to say, when I'm really feeling just overwhelmed with all the stuff that's going on, I watch Airplane.
Oh. You know why that's a classic? Because they don't try and get serious.
It is. I mean, there's...
It's nonstop silly.
And every time you see it, you just see something
you
different,
see
something
before.
New.
You missed it, yeah.
So I just want to interrupt because I think with everything that's going on, sometimes we just want to just, you know, sit down with iced tea and a popcorn and just forget about it.
And look at all the big stars who are in that playing it straight. Leslie Nielsen, Robert Stack, Lloyd Bridges. Yeah, they were all
playing. Famous basketball player.
yeah, as the pilot, yeah. Roger. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I hate to take you off subject, but go ahead. We've got a couple minute or so. Some of the other things you want to talk about.
That pretty much takes care of all of that. But the Stevie Nicks film, Keep That in Mind, only plays through Sunday. Coming up this weekend at the Harkins 14, you've also got Prey, the story of Patrick Peyton. And you've got the movie, let's see, there's another faith-based one called Two Hearts, and that's based on a real-life story of a man who received an organ transplant, and then he donated his organs to help five other people live. So it's a faith-based film that is really, really important, even on a secular level.
All right. DJ, other than this final question, Seattle Cardinals.
Russell Wilson's on a streak this year. I'm thinking Seattle might win this.
All right, I'll say no.
but you know what? The Cardinals, win or lose, are really fun to watch.
And by the way, that game will be heard here on KQ&A, but they've moved they set up a place at 5:20, I think, is pregame.
Yeah, Sunday night football.
Sunday night. So that'll be on the air a little bit earlier than sometimes what people would think would be scheduled. All right, other than the World Series going on, we touched it at all. Thank you, sir.
We had good, fun topics.
Yes, sir. I think so. I feel better already. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Thank you, DJ Phone. Thank you to the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie and for Bill Monroe for pushing all the buttons and making it sound like we know what we're talking about. We'll see you next week. That's it. Going to stay tuned for the great one, Mark Levin on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and round the world, KQNA.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.